There is something almost sacred about a voice. It is the most personal instrument a person owns. The way a mother says your name, the crack in a singer's note that makes a whole room go quiet. For an artist, the voice is not a possession. It is the self made audible. And now a machine can wear it. From nothing more than the songs an artist has already released, AI can generate a new one, in their voice, singing words they never wrote, that they might have hated. It can make a performer who has died sing again without ever asking them. It can put a beloved voice behind a scam. The first famous case sounded so much like two real stars that millions listened before anyone realized neither had been in the room. Musicians are simply the first to feel this, because their voices are both public and precious. But the tools do not care about fame. The same technology that clones a superstar can clone the voice of anyone who has ever spoken into a phone. Which raises a strange and serious question about the road we are on. If a voice can be copied, sold, and operated by others, what exactly is left that is only yours? Here is where the law is trying to help, and it is telling what it reaches for. New rules are being written to say that your voice is yours, a thing you own, that no one may replicate without your consent. We are, in effect, using the law to rebuild a wall that physics used to provide for free, the simple fact that to hear someone was to know they were there. But there is something the machine still cannot take, and it is worth holding on to. It can copy the sound of a voice. It cannot copy the life behind it, the reason a singer chose those words on that night, meaning them. A cloned voice is an echo with no one inside. The task of this era is not to stop trusting our ears entirely. It is to remember that a voice was never really the sound. It was the person choosing to speak. That part is still ours. This case was examined at warrior.ai. It's worth visiting warrior.ai for more cases built by AI and by people willing to misuse it, simply so you know before it happens to you.